more.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In the Small Emerging Businesses Program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Hump Day Wednesday, November the 7th, we welcome you to the OPT Network. And as always, when you're getting your morning started, we like to remind you about those school kids. It's light and bright outside, so it makes it far easier to see kids standing at school bus stops, kids walking to school, and people just getting there. Make sure that you're watching out for school buses. Make for sure that you're slowing down through those school zones. We still see far too many people whizzing through those school zones. We're going to remind you every single morning that we're behind the microphone. It is critical to slow down and stay engaged, especially when everybody is in a hurry to get there. We're telling you to slow down. Make sure that you remember those school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. Make sure you're helping our resource officers and our crossing guards to keep our kids safe in the morning. Well, it's the morning after, and you know that we're very apolitical on the OPT network, but we want to congratulate all of you across America who went out and exercised your right to vote. Congratulations to you. People stood in very, very long lines for hours upon hours to make their voice, their vote count and heard. And so congratulations to those Americans that got out and exercised the right to vote, the right that we all have now because so many people fought and died that we would have that right. And you know, it's the morning after, and for many, the celebration begins, and for others, you know, there is the matter of rebuilding, and we are all rebuilding as a country and as a nation. And so we want to, you know, really look at humility this morning, humility for all who have fought, for those who have won, and for those who continue to fight. You know, this is a matter of America coming together to for everyone to win, and to everyone to have equality. And so that's what the political process is really about. It's about democracy. And democracy spoke last night. It's a new day. It's Hump Day Wednesday. And I don't know about you, the week simply flew by. It's already Wednesday. People are headed all downhill for the rest of the week, getting ready to finish up the week. And remember, the power of your words. You can have what you say, whatever you speak into the atmosphere. If you simply believe it, it will happen. Well, changing subjects this morning, we've got an incredible, incredible author lined up this morning. Many people change positions in life every single day. And we've got a lady that's talking about that. Her name is Devorah Zack. And her book is called Managing for People Who Hate Managing, Be a Success by Being Yourself. And for many people, when we move from one station in life to the next, it creates challenges for so many different reasons. It creates challenges because you have to change with your friends, or people want you to be who you were before you started managing. And the fact of the matter is that when you change positions, when you move into another position in your workplace, in your business, things change. And so we're going to be talking about that this morning, and we're going to be talking about how you can be a success managing people for people who just really don't want to be managers but have found themselves in that position. It's going to be a great conversation. We want you to stay on point, and we're also going to be talking about the super mega raffle, DC. The phones are lighting up. The office number is heating up. It's 318-445-5658 is how you can reach out and connect with us. We've said it before, the pot is hot.
Yes.
It's getting hotter as we're winding down. And you know what? You guys are absolutely fabulous. You're showing up and showing out. You're calling the number 445-5658 DC, and they want those super mega raffle tickets.
And we got them.
And we got them. You can also connect with us at 3717 Government Street, suite number 2, right here in Alexandria. The zip is 71302. And I don't know if we'll have time to run down the items, but every single day, the pot is getting just a little bit hotter, and we intend for it to be bigger and better than last year's Super Mega Raffle. And we expect 3 people, DC, to win some huge, huge prizes.
Absolutely. And what we're going to do is, I just thought about it, we're going to get the list over to Mary Hollingsworth so that she can put it up on the website. So if you want to see what's in the Mega Raffle, all you have to do is go to www.onpointcxmas.com, and you'll be able to see that after today.
Mm. That's a great idea.
Yes, it is.
People can put their eye gates on those prizes.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you what, those prizes keep getting better and better. And, you know, the month is winding down so quickly, DC. We looked yesterday and we said, wow, where has the month gone?
It's going.
It is going. And, you know, we are still working to eradicate breast cancer, to make sure that women have their mammograms, to make sure that we have the money to fund the research for breast cancer, to make sure that women don't have to continue to struggle and suffer and die from breast cancer. Y'all, this is what it's really, really about. And we're going to keep talking about it. We're going to keep it on the front of your brain. And we want to make sure that women that are 40 years old and older, I'm going to keep saying it, if you haven't had your mammogram, what the heck are you waiting for? It is time. They still have a few free mammograms at Christus Cabrini Hospital. You can reach out to Diane Kitts, and she'll make sure to tell you how easy it is to get your mammogram done. Y'all, these are important, critical exams that we need to keep, and we need to keep reminding each other. We need to keep reminding ourselves that this is the way that we live. We live by taking care of ourselves. And that's really what it's about. Y'all, it's Hump Day Wednesday. You're on point. It's a beautiful, crisp morning. It's November the 7th. And if you're just getting going, it's 7:41 a.m. Stay on point. We're back right after this.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa!
What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. For those hosting a party, whatever the occasion, Southwest Beverage distributes the Great Party Guide, which provides tips to help ensure that their guests consume alcohol beverages responsibly and make it home safely. For more information, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in the Small Emerging Businesses Program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Hump Day Wednesday, and if you're just getting going, it's 7:48 a.m. It's November the 7th, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides and surrounding areas for all of your insurance needs. Here's the number. It's 318-487-1881. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. They're located in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to www.hicksonhasit.com. Now, if you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, you know that we always have thought-provoking conversations. We have incredible authors and people from throughout the country, and this morning is no different. We want to introduce you this morning to an incredible author. Her name is Devorah Zack, and she is a nationally recognized expert in the field of leadership development. Her consulting, networking strategies, seminars, corporate retreats, coaching, and strategic plans consistently result in improved productivity and morale. Her latest book is Managing People Who Hate Managing, Be a Success by Being Yourself. We welcome Devorah all the way from the D.C. area this Wednesday morning. Devorah, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You know, the statistics show that a survey of leaders shows that about 68% of managers confess that they don't like being managers at all. So let's talk about it.
That's right. As you just noted, the great majority of managers don't like being managers for a couple of reasons. One is because people are generally promoted to management because they excelled at whatever their technical expertise was in what they consider their real job. And as a reward for doing well at what they do and what they're good at and what they love, they take on another role, manager, which most people aren't trained for and never wanted to be in the first place. So it's a byproduct of being successful at the job that you set out to enjoy and excel at. The other reason people hate managing is because many of us have the misconception that in order to succeed as a manager, we need to be somewhere not. We need to take on traits and follow rules that don't really work for us. And that is actually not true, as I reveal in my book.
Absolutely. And there are so many people, Devorah, that find themselves in this position. As you said, they do extremely well at their job, and then they get promoted, and then they're dealing with a position and with people on a different level. Let's talk about how you can make that transition successfully.
Okay, so the first thing is to really understand your own natural leadership style. And this is something I really focus on in the book, where I give a self-assessment, and to understand what your natural strengths are, and then to learn how to work with rather than fight against your personality. So a lot of people, you know, write books that say, you know, here are the 5 rules to lead, or the 10 rules of success. And that doesn't work, because everybody has different motivators, different style. So there's no one way to succeed except by understanding yourself and then working with your strengths. And at the same time, picking up on cues and clues of those around you to understand what motivates them and different people's personalities, and then do what I call in the book flexing your style to meet other people where they're at.
And, you know, and isn't that the most challenging part? Because people who are successful at whatever they do, almost, it's really challenging for those people, Devorah, to teach others to do what they do. And so they invariably end up really not managing, but continuing to do what they did, if that makes sense.
That is an excellent point. It definitely makes sense. And that, you're right. That's another challenge, is learning how to let go when you other people get to do your job that you like so much and that you were great at. So to really focus on expectations and what the outcomes are, and let people take the journey themselves of how they get there, the process of how they get to where you want them to be, which might be different from your own process.
And so for those people that are fighting those challenges this day, they have been promoted, Devorah, and they are having to deal with their friends and their coworkers in a different light, especially women, you know, because our need to excel is so great for so many different reasons. How do we deal with those challenges?
So a couple of points there. One is that you're right about the way you said it is very interesting, how you said your friends and your coworkers. And something that happens particularly if you're promoted from within, people that were your peers and your buddies now are your direct reports. So one reason why it's lonely at the top, and that's a very real phenomenon, is because you really can't be friends with people that you supervise. You can be have a great positive relationship, but it does shift, and that's challenging, like you said, in particular for a lot of women, who rapport and relationships are so important to. The other thing is that the aspect of personality that I focus on the book is called thinkers and feelers, and that means people who lead with their heads versus people that lead with their hearts. And the stereotype is that women across the board are feelers, in other words, speak harmony and empathize, and men are thinkers. However, that is not necessarily the case. 25% of women lead as thinkers, in other words, make decisions through what's rational and logical as opposed to what creates harmony. So particularly those women that lead with their heads that are primarily thinkers, there's an extra big challenge because they go against the stereotype of what people expect from women.
And so in positions like that, where you have been thrust into a management position, it's a game changer, because now your goals are very different from the goals that you had before you got into management. How do you juggle that?
That's correct. So only about 10% of people that are promoted to managers say that they were ever prepared to be managers. So I think something that happens is, as we are promoted and get higher up in our field, is that we think it shows weakness to say, I don't know what I'm doing, or I need to learn more. And in fact, it shows strength. So the first thing I would do if I was promoted to manager or higher up within the manager continuum, I would say, get help and find out where you need to develop your strengths and do professional development and join a leadership group with other people like you, because that helps dissipate the misperception that everybody else knows what they're doing except you. So get the skills, get the training, and recognize that you may not be ready for it, and then do what you can to learn.
Absolutely. And then you have the issue of dealing with people's emotions and problems and issues. It goes far beyond just doing the job. Now you have the issue of dealing with people.
That's right. I have to say my favorite chapter title in the book is "Don't Cry in My Office, I Have a Deadline to Meet." And you're right. It's a big challenge. So the thinkers and the feelers, regardless of their gender, have different challenges around that. The people that lead with their hearts, the feelers, their challenge is that people kind of pick up on that vibe, and they'll come in and they can suck up a whole bunch of your time dealing with their emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that are thinkers are not really empathetic to emotions and think they don't have a place in the workplace, and so they'll just kind of turn off. So the idea is to find somewhere in between. And the reason why that's so important is because the average manager spends about 7 hours a week sorting out personality conflict.
Mm.
So the more effective you can be at dealing with emotions in the workplace, in particular when people clash, the more efficient you'll be overall, because you can cut down those 7 hours a week sorting out conflicts.
Is there a real key to dealing with those issues? Because when you become a manager, you're dealing with not just one, but multiple personalities and challenges. Are there any real concrete answers on how managers can deal with that would create a cohesiveness for all involved?
Absolutely. One is to recognize that people really do function in very, very different ways, and it's not linked at all to any external demographic. People are motivated in different ways. Their personalities are very different. So it's a challenge. However, the first thing to do is to really start to focus on the people around you, in particular your direct reports, and pick up on the subtle cues and clues that they're sending out about what matters to them, what motivates them, and then to acquire the skill that I talk about a lot in the book, which is to meet people where they're at and to, while you're holding everyone accountable equally, the way you get them there, the way you motivate people is going to vary a great deal between the different personality types.
Let's take a quick break here, Devorah, but when we come back, we'll explore more about managing for people who hate managing. Be a success by being yourself. You're on point, everybody. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be back right after this.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Training for intervention procedures, Southwest Beverage helps provide tip server training to educate bartenders, waitstaff, and store clerks on how to identify and prevent potential alcohol abuse situations and properly check IDs. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
You know how there are things in life that you didn't know were missing until you found them?
Sure, like yoga or text.
Or a good breakfast.
Oh, I wish I did that more often. Who has the time?
Who does? But I tried apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal at McDonald's.
Apple cinnamon, love that.
It has whole grain oats, walnuts, crunchy apples, and it's 270 calories. It's fast, it's wholesome, and now my day isn't really the same without it.
Move over texting. Oatmeal just raised the bar.
McDonald's apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal. The simple joy of a wholesome breakfast. Limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is an On Point Talk playback. Emmy Award-winning talk show host, Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz, we're so glad to have you back. And you know, of course, that this is Heart Month for Women. And you have the 28-day Prevent a Heart Attack plan. And I want to start by talking about that and how you came up with that.
Well, I know that a lot of folks try to quantify their lives in ways that are manageable. And, you know, 1 month's a pretty good time period to aim for. And recognize you cannot get rid of a bad habit. You got to replace a bad habit with a good habit. So when it comes down to heart disease, and just for the women out there, you know, it's Heart Month, but we specifically are focusing on women's heart disease because you're the glue of society. It's your hearts that end up helping the male heart too. And so I've gotten some tips that you can use for your hearts, but the tax is you're going to spread the word to the rest of the family.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Terra Home. If you're looking for great home decor, if you're looking for the perfect gift, they're located at 1355 Peterman Drive right here in Alexandria. They are also helping us to eradicate breast cancer. We're saying hell no to breast cancer. Listen, you can stop by Terra Home and get one of those super mega raffle tickets located at 1355 Peterman Drive right here in Alexandria. Also, Christus Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital and McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, we're joined by an incredible woman who is writing books that are really life-changing for people in the workplace. The book is called Managing for People Who Hate Managing. Be a Success by Being Yourself. Devorah Zack is the author of this incredible book. Devorah, good morning and welcome back.
Thank you.
You know, we were talking during the break, and I said women face incredible uphill challenges when they become managers. Not in every case, but in a lot of cases, because we want to avoid people perceiving us being a witch with a B, as opposed to just trying to get the job done. And for us, we want to be liked. And we want to be accepted, but we still want to be powerful and get the job done. And there really is a fine line there, isn't it?
There is a fine line. And the key really is to focus on helping others reach their full potential. I mean, there's a difference between, as I referenced the book, do good and feel good leadership. So a lot of women in particular will focus on feel good leadership, which is I want everyone to feel good about themselves, about me, about the job. In fact, it's counterintuitive, but when you focus on helping people be good, in other words, reach their highest potential, push them a little harder, they will, in the end, feel better about themselves, better about their job, and better about you. So,
but how do we push them, though, Devorah, in a way that says, I'm pushing you to be good, but it doesn't come across like you're being the bad gal or the bad guy?
Well, a lot of that has to do with how you do it. In other words, your tone, your style makes all the difference in the world. So first is to have credibility so they know that you know what you're doing. Second is to show that you really believe in them. So it's coming from a place of believing in them. And then being really clear about your expectations and showing them that you support them in what they do. So as I say in the book, management is the high wire act of balancing useful guidance and getting out of the way. So you're helping them, you're there for them, and you're letting them take the lead in their own project and responsibility. So saying, I'm there for you, and I know you can excel, I know you can exceed what you did before, I'm here for you to support you. And so coming from a place of believing in them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so for you, Devorah, why was it important to write this book?
Well, I've been a management consultant for almost 20 years, and I've seen so many people be unhappy in management positions, and they're great people. And I think a big piece of it is because they fight against who they are. And so I really wanted to help people understand, like I have in my coaching and consulting practice, help reach more people through the book about how to be focused on your own personality so that you're more efficient, you're happier, people around you are happier. It can make a big, big difference. There's a great saying, which is that if you like what you do, you have 5 days to every week. In some cases, 6 or 7 days for people that work every day. And
I love
your work life is a big piece of who you are in your life. And it really matters that you're satisfied in your work life. So I'd like to help people, and I am helping people. I've heard back from people since the book came out, which is fantastic. Be more effective and be more satisfied in their work life.
Mm-hmm. And for those people that are having those challenges this morning, because I can imagine that people that are listening from all across the state and all across the country, they're saying, you know what, Devorah, you're talking to me, but I've got into this rut, and I'm really not sure how to dig myself out. You know what I'm saying? Like, sort of when you start out wrong, if you will, and then to make that shift so that you get yourself on the right management path, and then you get the people who you're leading on the right path. You know what I'm saying? Sort of making that shift.
Right. So the first thing I would say is it's great if you realize, if you have that recognition that you want to make a change. Because I think that the people that have the huffs, they're the worst managers, people that don't realize that they have a lot to develop and they need to change. So I say you're already on the right track if you're having that thought. And then, of course, I would say to read my book because I think it really can be helpful. That aside, I would say get a mentor, look for professional development. And most of all, understand yourself. Get acquainted with what your strengths are and focus there, while at the same time using what I call in the book the platinum rule, which is different from the golden rule, which is to treat others how you want to be treated. The platinum rule is to treat others how they want to be treated. And so to really motivate people in a way that resonates with each of them, just like you have your own personality style, need to be authentic, so does everyone else on your team. And as you pointed out earlier, everybody's different on your team. There's a whole bunch of personalities out there, and it's a lot more work at the beginning to do that. But at the end, it ends up saving a lot of time and trouble.
And you know, I think that that's powerful. And people really have to absorb what you just said, Devorah. Treat people the way that they want to be treated. How do you get there?
Well, the first thing is we tend to be distracted when we're interacting with people. We're not really focused most of the time on the people in front of us. We're thinking about what we want to say, our opinion, something else, what happened already, what's going to happen. So the first step is to really practice focusing on people around you and giving them your full attention. And you'll start to notice what is important to those people, what kind of language they use, and then you can flex your style to meet them where they're at. And tell them that's what you're trying to do, because sometimes you'll fall short, but they'll appreciate the effort.
Mm-hmm.
And then to develop your skill set of having diverse tool set of how you manage, because you really are going to need to deal with different people in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the first step.
And, you know, yesterday we talked about on the show just, you know, I had read a really great article about listening. And I think that that's such a powerful tool that people, especially managers, are missing, that skill set of listening.
Yeah, that's a great point. I do seminars, and sometimes they're multiple-day seminars. And it's really shocking. Even people at very high senior levels will say the piece they got the most out of was the piece around listening, because people think it sounds like a really basic communication one-on-one. But in fact, as you pointed out, it's challenging. One quick tip I would mention about listening is that when people come into your office, particularly what you talked about earlier, which is when people have emotional issues and they want to spill their guts to you or they're frustrated, is to say, you know, I have 10 minutes.
Do you say that, Deborah? I have 10 minutes?
And during those 10 minutes, completely focus on the person that's there with you.
Uh-huh.
And so they know how much time you have, and you're giving them your full attention, as opposed to giving them 45 minutes, and you're taking calls and checking your email, and other people are popping in. So people are much more appreciative if you're completely focused on them in a shorter period of time than if you're distracted for a longer period of time.
Wow. Now, I never looked at it like that, because initially when you said that, I'm thinking when you tell somebody you have 10 minutes, that kind of sounds rude.
Well, particularly if they come in without an appointment, you know, you have things going on.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, maybe my tone wasn't exactly right.
No.
It'd be like, you know, I'd love to talk to you. I have 10 minutes. Let's really focus for 10 minutes. Shut your door if you have one and give them your full attention.
Absolutely. And so, Devorah, I want you to tell people what you think is the most critical, most important part of this book and what you hope that people, not just women, but men and managers and people that will ultimately become managers because they're such great employees or great workers at what they do. What's the most important thing that you hope that people will take away from this book?
That in order to lead effectively, it's quite the opposite of what a lot of us believe. In order to lead effectively, you need to be authentic, be true to who you are, and then customize how you manage and motivate others.
Mm. That's powerful. Do you think that most people know their authentic self? Because that in itself is a really, really deep, for me, thought, that most people authentically don't know really who they are, especially when they come into a new position.
I think that's because people are out of practice of listening to their gut, to their instincts, their intuition. We tend to fight against it and say, this is how I should be. This is what I should do. And instead, I say the way, and yes, I think many people are out of touch with their authentic self, and that's because we suppress it. So I would say, listen to what your inner voice says and start paying attention to it and start following it, and you'll see that you are making the right choices and the right leadership decisions because of that.
That's powerful.
Take out the word should. Just eliminate. If you think you should be doing something, it probably means you shouldn't.
Wow. Very, very interesting. And so, Devorah, tell people how they can connect with you, where they can get the book, and your website.
Okay, so my website is myonlyconnect.com, myonlyconnect.com. The book can be ordered at any of the online retailers as an ebook or a paper book. It's also in many bookstores all over the world now, so
absolutely.
You can get it pretty much anywhere you want.
Absolutely. It's a great book. It's called Managing for People Who Hate Managing. Be a success by being yourself. And I think that, you know, that is a great and thought-provoking moment for this morning. Many people have got to get in touch with their authentic selves, because you start to people please really when you get in those positions, don't you?
Absolutely. And that's really not the way to go. You really want to help people. Your job as a manager is to help people excel.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be their friend. I mean, and you want a pleasant relationship. However, it's not to people please. It's to help people be effective.
Absolutely.
And if you do that, in the end, you'll please them way more than if you're just trying to be superficially friendly.
Absolutely.
In order to reach me, also you can follow me on Twitter. So it's Devorah, D-E-V-O-R-A underscore Zack, Z-A-C-K.
One more time.
Devorah, D-E-V-O-R-A underscore Zack, Z-A-C-K.
Absolutely. And there's so many great things that people can connect with. You also had a book, Networking for People Who Hate Networking. So you've got a lot of great tools, Devorah, and it's just a great connection that people can make. Everybody that is thinking about managing, that is managing, should pick up this book, Managing for People Who Hate Managing. Be a success by being yourself. Devorah Zack, thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Health Care Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots, flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Wholesalers work with educators, parents, and law enforcement to implement alcohol responsibility initiatives in our communities. When it comes to preventing drunk driving, responsibility matters. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning. This is Jane Wright-Velez, Executive Director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana, and I would like to say thank you to Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us to provide hope to hungry people here in Central Louisiana. Thanks, Team OPT, for your support.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. Get HD for life, plus so much more when you simply phone 318-767-2220. Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank, meeting the financial needs of our community. And also the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action, creating small businesses and business owners. Well, if you're just joining us, we want to say thank you again to Devorah Zack. She is the author of Managing for People Who Hate Managing. And we thought, DC, it was really an incredibly important book because most people that become managers are, let's face it, they're just not prepared. You can be a great salesperson. You can be great at whatever you do. But when you step into that position, it's like an instant game changer.
Yes.
And so if you're not ready for it, sometimes you set yourself up for failure.
Absolutely. It can move. It'll chew you up.
It can chew you up because it's like we said in the conversation earlier, you're dealing with people that you've been friends with and you have known them on a different level, and now you're suddenly their boss and you're just not equipped. And so we want to help to meet people right where they are. We know that everybody doesn't want to own their own business. Some people do, some people don't. And I was having a great conversation with a young woman yesterday, and we were talking about our experiences at our last jobs, and we were talking about every experience on every job prepares you for the next thing. And she was talking about how her job had been sort of eliminated where she was, and then another job opened up, and she was having to do everything from start to finish in terms of the marketing and the management and the coordinating. And we were just saying how every job that you do in life, it prepares you for the next thing in life, the next job, the next business, the next opportunity, whatever it is. And so really, DC and I understand at a real level, and that's why we thought that Devorah's book was really, really incredibly interesting, because everybody at some point in their life has been promoted to a position that they maybe just were not prepared for. You know, you know how to do the job and you're great at doing the job, but you may not be great at managing people. And so if you have found yourself in that position, the first thing to do is to acknowledge that to a mentor, to someone that you trust, and then to find, as Devorah said in the book, your authentic self. And I think a lot of people miss that part of the equation. Your authentic self is not who you're trying to be to please everyone else. It's who you really are. And using the gifts and the talents that you have within to help other people to get better. And one of the things that she talked about, and I think was really, really great, is to tell people that you want to see them get better. And not be afraid when people around you get better. Because the better the people around you are, the better you will be as a manager. And one of the main things is to help people to want to work with you and for you. And to incentivize people to want to get the job done. And so that's what the book was about. Managing for people who hate managing, DC. And so we're going to switch gears just a little bit.
I tell you what, Carlette, we're getting a lot of calls from people who are in, I guess I can call them isolated areas, because they're areas where no one has the tickets. And yesterday we got a call from Miss Annie Goods down in Winfield. Miss Annie, thank you for being the change that you want to see. Miss Annie said, you know, she's in the Winfield area and she could help us to sell some of these tickets. And also Miss Anitra McCoy. Miss Anitra and Miss Annie, Miss Anitra McCoy is in Campton, Louisiana. And she also, so if you are in and around the Campton, Louisiana area, you can give Miss Anitra McCoy a call. Her phone number is area code 318-332-3552. And Miss Annie Goods is in Winfield and her number is 713-504-2289. And we'll be giving those numbers again. But we want for everybody to have an opportunity to be the change that they would like to see in helping us in this fight against breast cancer, and also have an opportunity to maybe win these prizes. So if you're out there and you're in the Campton area or you're in the Winfield area, you know, those folks will be able to assist you in buying these tickets. And you can always call the On Point Talk office at 445-5658, and we'll be able to direct you in how you can get those tickets.
And, you know, I'm looking at the list. The list is getting long. And funny we're talking about managing, because it's like it is managing a lot of people, but everybody is using their skill set or their gifts to be the change that they want to see. Everybody is coming together, and it's so beautiful to see, because it is like a big puzzle. And right when you think that you won't be able to find the next piece that will complete the piece before, folks like Miss Anitra Call from Campty, Louisiana.
Anitra McCoy.
Anitra McCoy.
Thank you, Miss Anitra.
Thank you, Anitra, for calling. And also Miss Annie Goods in Winfield, Louisiana. You guys are central pieces of the puzzle.
Yeah.
And every day when we leave the microphone and we get to our office and we have those messages waiting for us at 318-445-5658, it just, I can't tell you how it warms our hearts, because we know that the power of people wanting to be changed is bigger than ourselves.
Absolutely. And we are getting a lot of calls from around the central Louisiana area. And, you know, if you're in Marksville, we don't have a heavy presence down in that area. But
a lot of people from Marksville have called
to get tickets, and we don't have any person down there with any tickets. So if you're around the Marksville area and you would like to, for somebody in that area to have a chance to win these prizes, not only that, you know, to do your part in being the change that you want to see in this fight against breast cancer, give us a call at 445-5658.
Boy, you love it, don't you?
Yeah.
You love
because
it.
Because it's working.
Yeah. It's
working, ladies and gentlemen. It's working. And, I mean, you know, you want to be a part of something that's happening, that's positive. And giving back to the community is what we like to do. And doing that in a positive way is what we strive for.
Absolutely.
And, you know, to see the community come together and actually, you know,
embrace.
Respond to it, mm-hmm. respond to it the way that we drew it up in the chalkboard of my mind, it really does. It makes me feel good, because I anticipated that people would respond just as they are responding. You know, mm-hmm. God showed it to me before it happened. He showed me the end from the beginning. And this is going to be a major success. It is really tallying up to be an even bigger success than last year.
Amazing. And that's what it's really about, DC. It's about God giving us witty ideas and you just implementing, i.e. managing,
yeah,
just managing the people that would become a part of this movement.
Absolutely. And basically, we're not calling anybody out to do this. Everybody that has done this has done it because they've heard the voice within themselves and they said, you know what, I can do something.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's no browbeating, there's no condemnation. You know, if you're not being called to do it, you're not being called to do it.
I think that's a great point.
You know, it's everybody, you know, somebody may have helped last year that can't help this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we appreciate that. You know, we're not having somebody bound to, if you helped last year, well, you got to do it this year. That's not how it works. You know, when it's your time, get in where he's asking you to get in at.
And I think that that is so powerful. And every book that we are coming across talks about your intuition, your gut. Well, we just simply like to call it the Holy Spirit. You know, that still small voice within that says to do whatever it is that it's asking you to do. And really, DC, the blessing is encompassed in your obedience. And I'm going to tell you, I am going to tell you, and do I have time to tell this story real quick?
Yeah, go ahead and tell it.
You know, we talk about giving all the time, and I keep going back to Devorah's book, because I understand what it's like to be thrust into management, and maybe you're really not ready, because that really, for all intents and purposes, happened for me at my job. Well, while I was working on my job, I got the intuition, this gut feeling, that I was supposed to give somebody a really big gift. And at the time, I wasn't a manager. I was just simply, I was selling makeup at the makeup counter. And I don't know why I'm telling this story this morning. It just came to me, and I just feel like it's going to help somebody. And so, you know, I was just working. And so I get this feeling that I am supposed to buy this gift for this lady. And I know her, and she knows me. We know each other well. But I'm thinking, she doesn't need for me to buy her this gift. She can buy anything that she wants to buy. why would I do that? And then I started saying, this can't be God, because this gift that God is asking me to buy, or that I'm getting that I should buy for this person, would be my almost my whole paycheck. Well, it would be my paycheck, and then I'd have to add a little bit. So I'm thinking, that absolutely makes no sense at all. And it was a really pricey handbag, and you know how we ladies love these bags, and it just makes no sense to me. So I go home and I tell DC, I said, DC, I said, I know this is crazy, but I'm getting that I'm supposed to buy this handbag for this lady. And we both know the lady. And I'm saying, it doesn't make any sense. And he said, yeah, that really doesn't make any sense. But then it just keeps at me. And I'm like, you know, I just don't want to do this, because would God be telling me to take my whole check and then some more to buy something for somebody that they could buy whatever they wanted? And so DC and I, you know, he talked about it, and he said, well, Carlette, if you keep getting that you're supposed to do that, then I guess you just need to go ahead and do it. And so I grappled with whether to do this or not to do this. And I have never told this story, and I would never say, you know, who I did this for or whatever, but never shared this story, because it, in the natural, DC, it just did not make sense.
Right.
It just didn't. Why would you do that? But then I just kept getting this pulling that you need to do this. You need to do this. Well, eventually I go ahead and I relent, and I buy the gift, and I have it sent. And maybe 2 weeks later, I get a blessing that is so many times bigger financially than I spent, than the $400 or $500 that I spent on the gift. The blessing that I get is so enormous. And we know at that point, we know that this blessing, this financial blessing that comes to us, we know that we know unequivocally, DC, it is because we have sown this seed that we absolutely just could not afford to sow.
Right.
And so the moral of the story is this, is that God is not going to ask you to do anything that he's not prepared to reward you for abundantly. And I know sometimes the things that he's asking us to do just doesn't make sense. Like some of the donations that we got were just crazy, wonderful donations that to somebody, they probably just didn't make sense, but you just did it anyway. Not because of anything that we said, but just because of that conviction way down deep on the inside that you know that, why would I do that? Why would I give that? What am I going to get in return? But I hope this makes sense, DC, because the blessing is really, I promise you, it's in the obedience. DC and I had downsized our lives so much. And this gift that we purchased for this person was something that we would never have dreamt of purchasing for ourselves or anybody else, especially at that time in our lives. But we just had an unction. And you hear us talk about if you're being unctioned, it's just sort of like that push to do it. And it just won't go away. And so I shatter to think what our lives would have been like if we wouldn't have been obedient. And I'm going to tell you, the promotion that I got on my job after that, I mean, it was like a direct effect from that. And the money that I was making and the money that I made after that was literally thousands more than what I was making. And it all happened just within inside of a short period of time. And I'm telling you, I heard the voice of God say, when you're obedient, I will reward you. What you do in secret, I will reward you openly. And so I think that's just a word for somebody. Y'all, it's Hump Day Wednesday, and what we're asking you to do is to be obedient. Trust your gut, whatever you call it, Get involved, get in where you fit in, and become the change that you want to see. Sow a seed for the next thing that you expect to happen in your life. You're on point, everybody. I got to take a quick break here, but we're back right after this.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixson has it.
Hixson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
For those hosting a party, whatever the occasion, Southwest Beverage distributes the Great Party Guide, which provides tips to help ensure that their guests consume alcohol beverages responsibly and make it home safely. For more information, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloboils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Training for intervention procedures, Southwest Beverage helps provide tip server training to educate bartenders, waitstaff, and store clerks on how to identify and prevent potential alcohol abuse situations and properly check IDs. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
You know how there are things in life that you didn't know were missing until you found them?
Sure, like yoga or text.
Or a good breakfast.
Oh, I wish I did that more often. Who has the time?
Who does? But I tried apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal at McDonald's.
Apple cinnamon, love that.
It has whole grain oats, walnuts, crunchy apples, and it's 270 calories. It's fast, it's wholesome, and now my day isn't really the same without it.
Move over texting, oatmeal just raised the bar.
McDonald's apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal, the simple joy of a wholesome breakfast. Limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle Wolf is serving Of Oils Parish and surrounding areas. He can be reached by dialing 318-346-6695. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, well, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, well, they're the credit union with a heart, and we just can't wait to see what's next at the Heart CU. Listen, if you want to purchase raffle tickets, they're at all three locations. They're at Pineville, on Edgewood, they're at Commerce, and they're also at Coliseum Boulevard. Thank you, Heart of Louisiana, for being the change that you want to see and helping to eradicate breast cancer in your community, in your state. Also, we want to say Of Oils Commission Tourism, stay and play in Of Oils Parish. And Davis One Stop, another great partner in the eradication of breast cancer. That's Thesha Davis and her incredible team at Davis One Stop. If you're traveling on Highway 71, north or south, Davis One Stop is the place where you can stop and get great gifts, great food, great grocery. They also are helping us in this fight, in this movement to eradicate breast cancer. And there are so many people that have just stood and continue to stand, DC, until this month is over. We're going to continue to talk about great stories. And really what we are looking for now are great stories of hope, of survivorship. Women who are saying and who have said hell no to breast cancer and decided, you know what, I just don't have time to have breast cancer. I don't have time to do anything but live and get better. And there are great stories that we hear about every single day. Even when the odds seem to be stacked against women, they're still fighting. And we are fighting for them. And we ask you not to wait to become a part of this movement. Not to wait if you're being pressed upon to give a sizable donation. Not to look at your own bank account, but to trust that instinct, that gut, the Holy Spirit, whatever it is that you call it, that is pushing you and urging you to give to this movement, it could be connected to that blessing that you're believing God for, that thing that you're standing for. And it's, we've done it many times, DC, so we're not just talking about it. We understand it.
Absolutely. We try to give to everything that comes along. But not only that, you know, if you're just deciding that, look, I would like to win some of those prizes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a good way to give and get at the same time.
Ooh.
Because your chances to win, if you get in, is just as great as anybody else's. And I'm gonna tell you right now, these are some beautiful prizes.
I mean, we've got some stuff in the super mega raffle on it.
Oh, I mean, it's incredible. And you're absolutely right, DC. What a way to give and to receive, all in the same cycle. And it's only $5.
Absolutely.
And people have said, all of this for $5? I mean, y'all, these are some premium items. I mean, I just, you know.
Let's not forget about the $500 cash.
Oh, I know. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union really sweetened the pot, huh?
$500.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, it's just a way to help. And for $5, you put yourself in a position to win incredible, great prizes. And they get incredible and greater, it seems like, every day.
They get better and better every day.
Every day.
And it's getting to the point, Corlette, where, you know, the list is so long, it's hard to figure out what's new. So what we're going to be doing is, in the days to come, we're just going to give the whole list, because we just got to give the whole list.
Right.
And the names of the people who have the tickets. But if you are trying to get a ticket, all you have to do is call 445-5658. That's 445-5658. If you're in a remote area and you know that there's a lot of people around you that would like to take advantage of getting the tickets, give us a call, 445-5658, and we'll express these tickets out to you straight away.
And I think that that's great, because people that don't have people that have tickets in their area are just saying, how can I get some? And DC simply, it gets all of the information and puts them in the mail.
Absolutely. I can mail the tickets to you if you want to buy. It doesn't matter how many you want to buy. You know, I can mail them to you. You fill out the information and send the information back with your money. And that's a wrap.
And that's how we did
that's
it.
That's simple.
And that's how we did it last year. A lot of stuff was just done via mail and people calling or coming to the offices. Our offices are located really so centrally that it's easily accessible. We're at 3717 Government Street, suite number 2, right here in Alexandria, right down the street from Academy, right down the street from the post office.
Absolutely.
And people are just simply dropping in.
They drop in. We're there. But you can also call 445-5658. We're there. If we're not there, you can leave a message. We're in and out a lot during the day, but even if we leave, we'll be back shortly. But we will return every phone call. Everybody that calls the OPT network, you will get a call back.
Absolutely.
And it's not a long time before you get a call back, because we check the messages every time we walk into the offices. The first thing we do is check the messages, and if you leave a message, you know that we'll be calling you back, and we will let you know how to get these tickets. We will figure out a way to get them to you. It doesn't matter if you're listening in Spain.
Uh-oh.
We will get them to you. It's the hottest ticket in the United States.
Wow. It is a hot ticket. And we want you to get in where you fit in. We're winding down. The drawing date is going to be November the 23rd.
Black Friday.
It is going to be an incredible party.
Absolutely. It is going to be off the hook, unhinged. And somebody's going to, and what we're going to be doing is, not only are we going to be celebrating the fact that we are being the change that we would like to see in this fight against breast cancer, but we're going to be celebrating the winners, and we're going to be that much closer to Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, the party of all parties.
The party of all parties. And I'm going to tell you, they are working diligently.
Put a little pink in your life.
Yeah. They are working diligently down there in Avoyelles Parish, down at Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services.
Absolutely.
People really care by caring people. And they are people that care about their state, their community.
Absolutely. And as that is starting to come together, you know, right as the super mega raffle is coming down, the Pink Party for the Cure, that's mm-hmm. going to be at the Hayes Auditorium, and it's going to be December the 15th, and it's going to be an outstanding party. And it's not just a party, a rump shaking party. It is a party for the cure. We're actually partying for a call.
Mm-hmm. And so we're excited about it, and we're just excited about the opportunity to volunteer and to use the medium that we have to reach so many people, and for so many people to reach back and to touch us and to tell us their stories of hope.
Absolutely.
And their stories of continuing this movement And that's really what it's about. And I have said so many times, DC, that we get so excited. You would think that the money was going into our bank account, but it is exciting. And it feels really good to give to someone else.
Well, absolutely. And on our behalf, you know, what we do is we pretty much shut our business down for the most part because we can't really get out there and actually sell our advertising. We're just kind of going to cruise control mode. And most of the time when we're talking to businesses, we're talking to them about putting into the Super Mega Raffle and giving to it. And of course, we're giving our time and the fact that we're not actually generating any income for our business, and we still like to give at the same time. So, you know, but it is an opportunity for us to be givers, and it is an opportunity for us to sow the type of seed that we like to sow because we're looking for big return. It's like Pastor Greg said, you know, we don't put our tithe in the bucket not expecting anything. When we put in the giving that we give, we fully expect for God to multiply that.
We're depending on it.
It's like a form of putting seed in the ground.
And you know, I was saying to a friend yesterday that I was talking to, I said, you know, it's all about the seeds that we plant in the ground, whether or not you'll receive a harvest from it. And you know what? You can sit by, you can sit idly by, and you can listen while we give ourselves right into superstardom.
Be the change.
Into riches. And you'll be saying, oh, they said so.
Be the change.
Or you can join the movement.
Be the change.
And you can be the change that you want to see by giving in some way or another, by putting a seed in the ground. Or you could just sit by and be a, you know, you could just sit on the bench.
You can just tell somebody about it, because we're not only raising money, we're raising awareness.
Absolutely.
When you're talking to somebody today, you know, ask them if they had their mammogram. Do they know somebody that needs a mammogram? Give them the number over to Cabrini Hospital, and that is 487-1122. Ask for Diane Kitts and let them get a free mammogram.
Absolutely.
Sow something. Don't just be a spectator. Get in the game.
Get in the game. This is a game changer. We're talking about eradicating breast cancer. Hell no.
Yeah.
Hell no. To breast cancer. Will you be the change that you want to see? That's the question. You're on point, everybody.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Wholesalers work with educators, parents, and law enforcement to implement alcohol responsibility initiatives in our communities. When it comes to preventing drunk driving, responsibility matters. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots. Flavor. That's why I love the new spicy chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team, you can phone them in Bunky at 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, the number is 337-942-9939. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. Thank you, McDonald's of Pineville, for being the change that you want to see and eradicating breast cancer, and Southwest Beverage. For more information about those safety messages, you can log on to www.beresponsible.com. You know what? Not only, D.C., has the week gone by, this morning has just simply flown by. You look up, it's already Wednesday. The week is coming to an end. We hope that everybody is off to a great start. But we want to just encourage everybody that we're winding down. But the Super Mega Raffle continues to heat up. And for a $5 donation, we have got people, D.C., that are buying sheets, that are buying whole pages of raffle tickets at a time to win. There's some incredibly great prizes. Prizes that anybody, any family would want to win.
Absolutely. And we would like to let everybody know that this is the last order of the raffle tickets, and they are getting low. So if you're waiting to the end, and once we're out of them, we're out of them, but we're going to continue to add prizes. So you don't want to wait, and then we put a prize in that you would like to have, and then you can't get a ticket. You don't want that to happen.
Absolutely.
So go ahead and call 445-5658 and let us direct you into the proper direction so that you can take advantage of being the change that you want to see in this fight against breast cancer, but also having the opportunity and the chance to win some of these magnificent prizes. Be the change. Be the change.
They are magnificent prizes. I can't believe it. It's Wednesday already. The week is off to an incredibly great start. We hope that your morning has been absolutely great. We want to remind you that you can reach out to us at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2 in Alexandria. The zip is 71302. Our office number, once again, is 318-445-5658. And we also answer those emails. You can go to our website and connect with us by going to www.onpointcxmas.com.
Also, Carlette, we want to let everyone know that if you want to put your eye gates on the prizes, we will be having that put on the website. You can go to the website anytime to find out what's going on with the OPT Network at www.onpointcxmas.com. Let me get that.
I tell you what, we have got some incredible things coming up on point. You'll want to stay on point for that. Linda Evans is coming up next week. She's got an incredible new book. You'll remember Linda Evans from the Big Valley, from Dynasty. She's just got an incredible new book. We're going to have her on. We're going to have a lot of great. It's going to be an incredibly great month. We're continuing our partnership with Essence Magazine. You never know what we're going to have coming out of Essence magazine. Gabrielle Douglas is going to be on the next cover. So we've got incredible things coming up. You got to stay on point. But one of the most important things that we're doing right now is making sure that we help our community eradicate breast cancer. That is at the top of our to-do list. And we want to finish strong, and we want you to help us to finish strong by giving a donation, by buying a super mega raffle ticket. Again, you can get those tickets at the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, all three locations. You can get them at the On Point offices, 3717 Government Street. You can get them at Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services in Bunky, Louisiana. The tickets are everywhere. All you've got to do is just inquire, and we will direct you. We've got them all throughout the state, literally. So just connect with us. We want to thank you guys, as always. You're so incredible for spending your morning with us. You know, it is just our great pleasure